They didn't come to the meeting. They were on the list. They received the invitation. Moses himself had chosen them. And they didn't show up for the meeting. I understand why Joshua was disturbed. The young man was disturbed too. That's why he made his report to Joshua. The report was simple. Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp. They were on the list to share in the spirit of Moses. They had been invited. They had probably been investigated. They had been approved. And they didn't show up for the meeting. And yet Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp. Joshua and the young men who made the report were disturbed. Moses, on the other hand, was perfectly peaceful. Moses recognized that the work of the Lord extended beyond the meeting. Moses hoped that all the Lord's people would share in the power of the Spirit. And even though Eldad and Medad were not in the meeting, Moses recognized the work of the Spirit. Moses recognized the presence of the Lord. Can you recognize the work of the Spirit? Can you recognize the presence of the Lord? John and some of the disciples were disturbed too. They saw a man driving out demons in the name of Jesus. But the man wasn't one of the disciples. He wasn't one of the 12. He wasn't at the meeting. He didn't have an invitation. Now, we really don't know where he came from, and we never hear about him again. But he wasn't one of the 12. He didn't come to the meeting, and he didn't have an invitation, and he had the audacity to drive out demons in the name of Jesus. John and some of the disciples were greatly disturbed. But Jesus wasn't. "Do not prevent him," Jesus said. "There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." Jesus recognized the work of the Spirit. Jesus recognized the presence of the Lord. Can you recognize the work of the Spirit? Can you recognize the presence of the Lord? Deacon Dave tells me that there are 102 young people who are scheduled to be confirmed here on October 23rd. They have come to meetings and they have taken classes and they are part of this community of disciples. They are not strangers to us. Most of them were baptized here. Nearly all of them received First Holy Communion here, and many of them from me. The Holy Spirit of the Holy God will pour forth the 7 gifts upon the sons and daughters of this parish. And something greater than the extension of the Spirit of Moses will happen in this room for this particular group of young people. They will receive the Spirit. They will be strengthened in the presence of the Lord. And what gifts will God bring forth when the Spirit descends here again? Can you recognize the work of the Spirit? Can you recognize the presence of the Lord? Can we who now stand with Joshua and John and the disciples recognize the work that the Spirit is doing? Can we who received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit months and years and decades ago recognize the presence of the Lord in the lives of the young people in this parish? May God, the all-powerful Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, open our eyes and the eyes of our hearts to see the work of the Spirit and recognize the presence of the Lord. Amen.